Good number of Americans these days are wondering when stock prices will stop falling. As of yesterday, the answer, not yet. Disappointing earnings news from Intel sent the NASDAQ Composite Index falling more than 5.3% to finish at 2052. Now, a year ago today, the NASDAQ Index hit an all-time high of 5,048. In the space of just a few months, there was a dramatic drop in technology stock prices, and tech investors who once bragged about their portfolios are now asking themselves, what's up? NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The NASDAQ Composite Index had been climbing so high for so long that nobody was really surprised when it finished above 5,000 a year ago today. Commentators on the financial news cable channel CNBC that day could still express awe at the NASDAQ's rise.
When you look at the NASDAQ composite, you can definitely see with so many growth stocks listed there, I mean, that's where you see a lot of this rocket fuel powering it forward.
Well, there, right in the chart here.
But in retrospect, March 10th, 2000 has turned out to be the day the NASDAQ party finally ended, a day a lot of investors can only look back at with longing and regret. Since then, the technology sector has lost enormous ground, dragging the market into a funk it hasn't yet emerged from. Doug Cliggett is chief equity strategist at J.P. Morgan.
I think it's very fair to say that a year ago, we could describe the mood as euphoric. The mood today is far more sober. It's an increasingly very cautious mood.
A year ago, many investors saw the internet as the path to easy riches. Today, internet stocks such as CMGI, Ariba, and Infospace are gasping for breath. Internet Capital Group is now trading at about 1/35th of the highest price it reached during the past year. But even widely held technology giants such as Intel, Cisco, and Microsoft are down, says Yale University finance professor Robert Schiller.
A lot of people have lost everything. That's the bottom line. Lost their life savings. And it's a tragedy. People don't tend to go around complaining about it because they're embarrassed and ashamed. But they've lost it.
As a developer of tech company training programs, 42-year-old David Needles thought he could safely invest some of his retirement money in stocks such as Yahoo and Intel. He did well at first, and then everything changed.
When you're consistently, you know, seeing percentages kind of ripped off your portfolio, it's kind of tough.
Yet Needles still hopes the stocks he's bought will come back, and he's mostly holding on to them.
I think what's happened is that I've become a much more realistic investor now, seeing both sides of the market. When I first got in 2.5 years ago, things went up, you know, quite nicely and at clips that were hard for me to understand. And now the reverse has happened.
Not everyone is so optimistic. Analysts say the tech sector's troubles have occurred because of a sharp slowdown in tech spending by businesses. As a result, by last fall, many tech companies were seeing their earnings slow. Investor confidence in the sector won't rebound until earnings do, says Yale University's Robert Schiller.
It's a little bit like the Soviet Union. You know, they're telling their people, the communist state is going to have this wonderful future. But it never happened, you know, and decades go by, and finally people say, you know, it didn't work. And, you know, there could be, we're now living in an age where we have great expectations for the internet and digital technology, and of course it's good, but whether our expectations are too high is something that we're going to find out.
Schiller, the author of the book Irrational Exuberance, says as painful as the current downturn is for some investors, it will ultimately be good for the market. A huge flow of money into one sector deprives companies in other industries of the money they need to grow. He says the NASDAQ Composite Index could lose a lot more ground before the excesses of the past few years are really corrected. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.